Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Christy McVeigh bringing us back from Fleetwood Mac. It's 23 after. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out the new video right there on the homepage, new poll question too this week, as we have every week, and all the other things that are there. Subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my blog. All that's there. And my mobile site, if you go to my site on your to smallbusinessadvocate.com on your smartphone, it'll convert right over to my mobile site. You need one of those too. And don't forget to check out all the things that Elise Menon has taught us in the almost 14 years she's been a founding member of our Brain Trust. Elise is here. She's the author of The Art of Self-Promotion and many other books. She's the marketing mentor. Marketing-mentor.com is her website. Elise, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about whether you should have a website or a blog or a newsletter or whatever. And as somebody told me one time, Elise, it's probably, instead of either or, it's probably more like both and, isn't it?
I agree that it is definitely both and. But as we've discussed, it's just overwhelming for so many people to do all of this. And so to me, the most important point is finding that starting point. Like, what you have to know what your content is, who you're talking to, and then, all right, what's the first step in disseminating the information?
Well, you know, the thing we also should say, Elise, you and I are content factories. Our business is content. So we do it falling off a log. Most people out there on Main Street aren't like that. And folks, we understand that. But here's something, at least, how about this? A landscape company has customers and they've got a list of emails that people have given permission to send them stuff. So they start sending them some springtime ideas for getting your lawn ready and preserving your, you know, growing better flowers or whatever. And there's a little two paragraph thing that they've either acquired from somebody that's given them permission to print it, or they have written it themselves. Well, you know what? That should go on the newsletter. And after the newsletter goes out, that should go on the blog. And then somebody should put it up on the website. Same information, all three places. What do you think?
I definitely agree. And what you're talking about is basically content curation.
Exactly.
Right?
Thank you.
I mean, you're talking about people not necessarily creating original content, but finding relevant content out there that speaks to the market and answers their questions and addresses their needs and provides information.
Right.
And you pass it along.
And let me tell you something else. Buy a $90 flip phone, a flip camera, and hold it in front of you and narrate those two paragraphs and put it up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
This is not hard, folks. It really isn't hard. Somebody has to do it. But
yeah,
an intern could. There are interns coming out of people's ears that could do this. You could hire an intern. You could get an intern from a local college who can do this with one hand tied behind their back.
Yeah, but see, now you're making me worry about the quality of it because
No, you have to be in charge of the quality. The intern won't be in charge of your quality, but they can take care of the technical part. Kathy?
Yeah, I don't know. I see a lot. I mean, I just feel like our standard for what the quality we will accept is going lower and lower and lower, which I don't see as a good thing, frankly.
Well, if that's what it takes to get it up there, and high production value is a barrier, then look, you know how I feel about quality, Elise. And we have our own standards. And when I've had interns, you know, I have had to show them what I consider to be our quality standards. But yet they had the time and I didn't have to do it. And they had some knowledge that I didn't have to help me get these things up. Anyway, regardless of the intern or not, we have to do this. Don't get hung up on interns, but they can help you.
I just think the video thing is a little trickier because I think it has to be of a higher quality. Otherwise, it just puts a bad light on your company.
Well,
and there are other tools.
Okay.
There are other
tools.
All right, let's
move on. If we disagree on that, but let's move on. The main thing is, folks, don't be concerned about repurposing the same information on different platforms, right, Elise?
No, au contraire. You have to do it. I mean, the whole point is to take it and morph it into and adapt it for the different platforms because people are everywhere.
Right. You never know where people are going to find you.
And you never know when their eyes are going to be open to it. That's my problem with Twitter is that, you know, you put one wonderful thing out there, but if only three people happen to see it because now there are suddenly, you know, 100 other tweets, then it's gone.
Right. That's right. Absolutely. Last thoughts, 20 seconds, Elise. What do you think? Wrap it up for us.
I was thinking that the way to start thinking about the content is just by listening to the questions that you are asked by your clients and prospects. And know that they're not the only ones who have those questions. And so come up with some answers and some solutions and then put that out there.
And don't be afraid to put it wherever you can. And hire, get those interns in there. They can help you. I don't care what Elise says. Hey, Elise, thank you for being here. Good job.
Sure.
Marketing-mentor.com is her website. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.